بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استاذ شعر عارف بالله حضرت اختر حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده The title is مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا دل تمہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارا چاہیے تیرے جلووں کا نظارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پہ میر اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پہ میر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے دست بکشا جانب زمین لمحہ تستبك شاجاني بذنبي لما میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستا دور افتاد کو اختر خستا دور افتاد کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو دینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh arif billah who had the great ma'rifat and recognition of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was the rumi of the time on rum rahmatullah alayhi how hazrat explains his poems it is the sign of the great love of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Hazrat was the Mujaddid of the time, that is to turn us towards Allah Rabbul Izzat in the time of turmoil, when people all involved in illicit love affairs and turning to everybody else for support of life. We are in this beautiful bayan which Hazrat has put in beautiful poetic form, that Hazrat is teaching us that this dunya Allah has sent us here, and this dunya is Allah Ta'ala has put tests in this world, and there will be trials and tribulations. How to go through the trials and tribulations. Hazrat is teaching us so beautifully that Hazrat has titled this bayan, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. That, oh Allah, you have put me in this world to love. I need a support. And where should I turn to for support to pass my life? Don't turn to anybody else, but only the giver of life. Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is the only one who can give us support. And Allah Ta'ala is the only one who is actually taking care of us. But if we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we'll feel the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, a person looks for support everywhere else, and he finds that his life is becoming more and more difficult. So Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully that how to gain the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is how to pass through this life, which outwardly it looks like full of turmoil, all different types of trials, tests, etc. Then all the attractions of this dunya, a person gets caught up in. Hazrat says, the easiest way is, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Let beg from Allah Ta'ala, cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us in Suratul Fatiha, every day, every rakat, let cry and beg to Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. That, O Allah, you have given us life and we only want to be obedient to you. But all this turmoil is attacking us from all different directions. So, Allah, we only need your support, we only need your assistance. So, Hazrat says so beautifully, we cry to Allah Ta'ala and say, O Allah, we need a support of life. And the support of life, whether a person is in the ICU, it's not all those machines that can give him life support. It's not all the doctors can ever give him life support. Support is only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person puts your trust upon Allah Rabbul Izzat in whatever condition you may be. As Hazrat explained, so much so if you feel you are lost case, you have spoiled your life in drugs, in womanizing, in all types of filth and dirt, then also just turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat for support and see how Allah Ta'ala will turn towards you. And how to gain the support of Allah, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Now they detach your heart from everybody else and turn your heart to the maker of hearts. That, oh Allah, till now I've got all other worries of this world. And I am thinking my support if I get my, if I pass my matric, or if I get my degree, or I get this business, or I get that job, then I'll have good support in life.
No, that is no support whatsoever. There's no 1 minute of guarantee with all the supports of dunya. Your real support is empty your heart of all the worries of everything else and put only one worry in your heart. And that is the worry to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, to become the obedient slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is saying, "Oh Allah, I only want one worry, and that worry, it must be in my heart. And this is such a worry that removes all the other worries. And this is a worry that will give you peace and happiness and enjoyment and comfort. When you worry, am I obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat? Am I fulfilling the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat?" And the greatest goodness of any person is to become the obedient servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explains that in this venture of life of yours, behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dil dar tumhara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I want the shores of the ocean of your love. No other shores I want. I don't want to go on all the other holiday resorts and on this beach and that beach. And I got caught up in all haram and I forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. Oh Allah, if there's a place, if there's an ocean that I want to be in, and I want to be in the shore of that ocean, and so beautifully Hazrat has put it here, that Bahre Ulfat, the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But as Hazrat explains in another poem, that in reality the love of Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. So there's no ocean to that love there's no shore to the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But just turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And how to come then? Very easy. Allah has taught us, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just come in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah. They will turn our direction. They will teach us how to take out all the worries of this world and turn to the worry of Allah. And now you'll see you coming out of all the ocean of filth and dirt and all entertainment and all other worries. Now you turn to the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then see how enjoyable it is. Hazrat says, how to get this? Sir, hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Said, oh Allah, give me that tawfiq that my head be at your threshold. That is middle of the night, you realize, or you just come to the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you put your head down in sajda, and you beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, where I was turning to? Where I was a lost case? And then you get lost in all entertainment, drugs, etc. And then you're looking for support somewhere else. Even going to rehabs, etc. Hazrat explained clearly, you will never get your support there. You will never get your solution. The solution here is only here by the friends of Allah. They will teach us how to use our courage which Allah has given every human being. And like you went in a wrong direction, you got the courage to come in the right direction. But just use your courage and come. Then Hazrat explained, now when you got all this worries, don't turn to anybody else. Humme bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That when I got any worries, in any way whatsoever, whether the things of this world are troubling me, or whether even in the trying to be in the obedience of Allah, I still can't concentrate in my salah, etc. Then only one being I should turn to, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah Ta'ala knows the condition of your heart. And Hazrat says that when you got the support of Allah, what other support you want? Then who else? You don't have to turn to anybody else. Allah Ta'ala reminds us and Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That only upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, the true believers, should put their trust only in Allah Ta'ala. Not in any medicine, not in any the doctor or anybody else. And worse, not even in the atheist scientists, etc., which will turn our direction totally in the wrong place. And we will become very in a state of turmoil. Hazrat says, when you turn to Allah, that is, you put your head at the threshold of Allah, and you beg Allah Ta'ala, then see, lazzat e faryad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? I thought that I was lost, I mean, difficult life, depression. Hazrat says, the enjoyment of crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat and begging Allah Ta'ala is when there are storms in your life. That you think, nah, I got this problem, I got that problem. And my life cannot just come right. You just come in the majlis of the friends of Allah Ta'ala and start taking one step to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, you come one hand's length towards me, I'll come one arm length towards you. Just turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn and come here and we will learn how to change our direction. Then Hazrat says, who says that you need to be on the shore? That only when things are going right, then I'll perform my salah. Many people, they say, you ask them, where were you this morning? Or why I don't see you few days for salah? Moana, I had a problem with my computer. Or I had a problem in my business. Or in the family there was a problem. When that is sorted out, you'll see me, I'll be there for salah all the time. That is totally against the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, when that day, when there's turmoil, now turn to Allah and see how Allah will bring you onto the shore. Allah will move all these difficulties away from you. So turn only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat is giving Allahu Akbar his own experience of life, and this is not with regard to our turmoil. That is turmoil in disobedience of Allah, aliyazu billah. Hazrat, who is arif billah, from a young, tender age, in his prime youth, in the company of the friends of Allah, and then also the friends of Allah, as they progress, they realize every salah of mine, it can never be accepted in the court of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, in this life of mine, hasil-e sahil mujhe tufano mein hai, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. That, oh friends, I have found the enjoyment of the shores when there were storms in my life. All, so to say, difficult conditions. I'm trying to get closer to Allah, but it seems like I'm not progressing. Hazrat says, don't worry. Oh Allah, all I want is your special focus upon me. Put your special attention, and I must feel that attention and that nur that is coming in my heart, and that will come. You just come to the majlis regularly, and then we take the medicine and do and learn from the lives of our shaykh, our mashayikh, and then see Allah Ta'ala's tajalli uluwiyat, Allah's focus of the oneness of Allah will come in the heart. Then a person will realize that it's not just a matter that we say Allah does and Allah Ta'ala is with us, but we will realize under all conditions, firstly my heart turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I turn sincerely towards Allah. And then Hazrat further explained how to sort out your life. This is a simple and beautiful prescription. Apne aaho se dare jana pe meer, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. How to sort out your life that you spoil totally. In the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that just start shedding tears in the court of Allah. That and Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah Ta'ala taught us through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even if you can't cry, like myself, your heart has become so hard, then pretend that you're crying also. And Allah knows we are pretending. But Hazrat says, when you just turn to Allah and shed one, two tears, or you pretend that you are crying, Allah will sort out all your past life. Don't be like Shaitan, doesn't want us to come close to Allah. And then when you come in close in this majalis, he say, where are you going? This is not for you, these are for other people, these are for very pious people. So one of our great buzrugs, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgari Rahmatullahi, that there he altered the form of a person who was lost in the disobedience of Allah, and then fooling people that don't go to Allah, that now you like a cat who killed 99 mice, and now you want to act like a pious person. Where you can go towards Kaaba Sharif? He says, I will go in the same condition. And I will go cry in the court of Allah, and I will change all my spoiled life. And see, in a split moment, Allah Ta'ala can make a person who is lost in the disobedience of Allah, in a split moment, Allah can make him his great friend. That in this majlis, immediately you make tawbah. Whatever our condition, already Allah puts the crown of wilayat on our head. And then Hazrat says, aap har dam, aap par har dam fida ho meri ja, ghair ko mujhko na parwa chahiye. Then when you come here and you realize that only support is from Allah, then you beg Allah that, oh Allah, now give me the tawfiq that every breath of mine, I should be loyal to you. And I shouldn't be breaking your command. And we are weak, we try, but we should be keep on making istighfar, tawbah. And then I'm not worried what people say. I'm not worried of the remarks of anybody else. Why must I be worried when only Allah Rabbul Izzat is my support? Allah is my creator, sustainer. And I have to turn back to Allah. And I have to give accountability of my life only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully that das bakusha jani be zambil ma mere sar ko tera toda chahiye. Allah Akbar. How beautifully Hazrat has put us that, O Allah, now spread so to say that basket of your rahmat towards me, because my head now in sajda, it wants that you should buy me, O Allah. And like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah is that kind budder, that ghalibi barjazi bai mustari. Allah buys those things that are rotten. A person selling his vegetables, what is rotten. A very generous person says, I'll pay you 3 times what you made today. Nobody will get ever like that. Allah says, Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineena anfusahum. We bought your dirty soul, your dirty self, and in return Allah is giving us pure jannat. So Allah, please, my head also wants to be in that basket of your rahmat. And then further Hazrat explains, when you realize, and now you turn to Allah, now you realize, what am I? A useless person. Although Hazrat, a great wali of Allah, akhtari khasta dur uftadaku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahe. Said, O Allah, me, this useless, humble soul, far away from your rahmat, O Allah, I just want that you turn me to and pull me towards your rahmat. And this is what we should be begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the way to be begging, coming in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and begging Allah that that nur of the connection of Allah Ta'ala in the heart should penetrate in our hearts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulih al-Karim. Amma ba'd. In the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, the solutions to take us out of our problems, Ruh number 23, Sabr and Shukr. Among the attributes essential for man's spiritual as well as worldly progress and prosperity are sabr, patience and shukr, gratitude. The conditions and circumstances which occur to man, be they voluntary or involuntary, are of two types, pleasing or displeasing. If the circumstances occurring to man are pleasing, he should consider these as favors from Allah Ta'ala and offer his heartfelt appreciation and gratitude. He should consider such bounties more than what he actually deserves, and verbally he should recite the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, he must not employ such bounties of Allah ta'ala in sinful avenues. Example, spending wealth in un-Islamic customs, using one's strength, influence and knowledge in ways against the Shariat or disliked by the Shariat. This is the meaning of shukr. So realize it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether verbally or in our heart, and do not use them in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the circumstances arising may be displeasing, causing anxiety and difficulty to one. When man is confronted with such conditions, he should consider that in those untoward conditions, difficult conditions, Allah ta'ala has placed some benefit which cannot be seen by us ordinarily. Such conditions are subject to Allah's wisdom, and they are for the betterment of the one involved in the displeasing condition. The attitude of the believer in such circumstances should be one of resignation. He should not complain or show the impatience. If the displeasing occurrence is a command of the Shariat, he should adhere to it firmly and not permit frustration and worry to overtake him. If the condition is some calamity which has befallen him, he must bear it with firmness and should not be overwhelmed by despondency. This is the meaning of sabr. Of the two attributes, sabr is more difficult. The attribute is more in demand, since man is confronted more with circumstances which are displeasing and difficult to him. As examples, some conditions of displeasure will be cited here. Number one, the nafs of man becomes agitated and perplexed at the imposition of dini duties which have to be rendered. It thus attempts to escape such acts which are commanded by Allah Ta'ala. It desires the commission of haram acts and seeks a release from the obligations of salat, Tawm, etc. Fasting. It becomes displeased when an unlawful source of income has to be banished. It feels a great burden in discharging the rights of others. In such cases, man has to adopt courage and suppress the urges and dictates of the nafs. He has to overcome his urges of the nafs and proceed undaunted with the execution of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, irrespective of the displeasure his nafs suffers. Such displeasure and apparent difficulty will be for a short while. Firmness in harnessing the nafs into obedience will very quickly produce comfort and peace. The initial displeasure will be transformed into pleasure. Number two, the calamities of poverty, sickness, death, persecution by enemies, loss of property, etc. When confronted by such misfortunes, reflect on the possible wisdoms underlying these calamities. The greatest benefit to be achieved from such displeasing conditions is tawaf from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has promised great reward for the believers overtaken by such calamities. When such calamities befall man, he should not unnecessarily publicize them, nor should he meditate on these misfortunes. He should not make these misfortunes the occupation of his mind. Adoption of this attitude will create peace in the heart. However, if there are lawful ways and means of combating the calamity, these should be adopted. And the third and last point here, an oppressor creating obstacles in the way of deen. One is thwarted by an unjust person in the execution of Islamic duties or attempts are made to bring disrepute and insult on the deen. When confronted by such opposition, the mu'min, the believer, holds life cheap. Do not consider life to be of any importance in the endeavor to elevate the word of Allah Ta'ala. But this does not mean the creation of anarchy based on desire. Even in the endeavor to uphold the Sharia, the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala must not be broken. So we cannot break the laws of Allah Ta'ala to uphold the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us perfect to make amal.